Hey, it's Collarworks Radio, and I'm your host, Justin Baker. This week begins our new feature, Art Jobs. With Art Jobs, we hope to showcase the people behind our arts community that make it happen. For our opening segment of Art Jobs, we have Pilar Arthur Sneed, interviewed by our new correspondent, Kira Garig. Pilar is the owner and director of PH Gallery in Troy, New York, located at 455 Broadway. Listen up.
Hi, Pilar. Thanks for agreeing to talk with me today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So you are the gallery director of PH Gallery and Studio at 455 Broadway in Troy. And I was hoping that you could talk to me a little bit about what made you want to open up a gallery, some of the ins and outs of running a gallery, and if you have any advice to anyone out there who would be interested in opening up a gallery. So could we maybe start with your vision for the gallery? And how did you pick Troy, by the way?
Great question. So I guess I'll start with my vision for the gallery. So the gallery is photographically based artwork. And for me, that means that an artist does not necessarily need to be doing representational photography. It's work that just needs to start with photography in mind. So it's a very broad definition. And then the second thing that is important to me is that artists are, if they are doing photographic work or photographically based work, that they are actually pushing some boundaries within the photographic medium, so that they're either doing that by the processes that they use, or they're doing it by perhaps the things that they're talking about. So maybe they're talking about gender, or they're talking about identity, or they're talking about, you know, whatever the things are that are important to them. So that definition of photo-based work goes into works on paper, installation, and things like that. So I will really pretty much consider anything. We all have an idea of what it is that we're interested in. I know it when I see it.
So how do you go about finding artists for your gallery?
Also a great question. When I first came to the gallery here in Troy, when I found this space in Troy, I was originally in Albany, started in a 10 by 10 space in a church basement in Albany, did some moving around to another space in Rensselaer, and then finally landed in Troy. So originally when I came here, people would come in, they're like, oh, a gallery, great. I'm going to go in and I'm going to show my work. And it was literally just people coming in out of the woodwork to kind of show me things. So I think that we talked very briefly. We talked about finding people in the network. So that is what I started with. I started with artists whom I know, who loosely fit the description that I talked about in terms of the gallery. I invited them to come into the space. Then by the time my second year came, I felt like I really needed to have a better process for finding artists. Mm-hmm. So I started using Calls for Art to invite artists to come. And so now I host one group show, which is typically a juried show. I have had curators from Hudson, the Thomas Cole House. So curators who are from all over different parts of the Capital Region and the Hudson Valley. And then I have usually typically three individual shows or three solo shows throughout the year. And it's all done by Call for Art. Mm-hmm.
So this makes me wonder, now you're a photographer, an artist,
yes,
right? How has running this gallery affected you as an artist?
There is typically not a lot of time for me to produce work. When I first started the gallery, I was running my photography business, my commercial photography business. I put that in air quotes. You can't see me doing that, but I put that in air quotes. Commercial being what commercial offers in the Capital Region as far as photography is concerned. So that was typically doing events for not-for-profits that made up the bulk of my commercial photography work. Mm-hmm. Occasionally I would do some architecture or hotels or something like that. I did that for 10 years. And as I came into here, that was what supported the gallery. I got burnt out. Mm-hmm. And over the course of the last 3 years, I've been slowly taking steps back from doing my photographic work so that I could get back to working on my own art, which fuels me, you know, it really, it keeps me going so that I could work more on my own art and mm-hmm. produce more.
Now, your gallery, it's not just a gallery. You also have a shop on your website, and you do consulting, and you offer it as rental, the space. So I'm curious, was this part of your original vision, or are these things that you developed sort of adding on to the space as time passes, as it grows?
Definitely the latter. These are things that sort of morphed and changed as I started to think about how can I generate income for the business? What are some ways that I would be able to tap into things that folks would be interested in besides just looking at art? So the shop was added, I think, in late 2017 is when I added the shop. Mm-hmm. The consulting, the same. I actually worked with a branding and marketing consultant to help me kind of refine my ideas. And it was because of working with a marketing consultant and a branding consultant that I was able to come to terms, so to speak, with the idea that I really was done with working as a commercial photographer and that I really needed to be able to focus more time, A, on my own artwork, and B, simply on being a gallery director.
Mm-hmm. So that brings me to another question. So you mentioned working with a marketing consultant. And so when you started this, and I'm asking this not to pry into your life,
sure,
but just to with the idea of giving advice to people.
Sure.
Did you rely on a network of people? So, for example, I think about like, okay, I know a lot of web designers, or I can do web design, I can do photography, I know someone that can do this or that. You know, were you thinking about that? Would you suggest that to people at all? Or did you keep everything sort of, you hire people, you keep it all separate as business, or did you just do it all on your own?
I did it all on my own.
Wow.
I did. But that's because that's the kind of person mm-hmm. that I am. But you do learn over time, being a staunchly independent person, you do learn over time that you simply cannot continue to do things on your own because it becomes something of, you know, banging your head against the wall. Mm-hmm. Your brain can only think of so many things, and at a certain point you really do need to find someone who has either the expertise or they can bring ideas to you that you had not in fact thought about. Mm-hmm. So
I'm also curious to know, how do you see the gallery and the studio? I'm not sure if you answered actually about why Troy, but just...
Oh, okay. I can answer that question.
How do you see yourself as part of the community?
Sure.
Yeah.
Troy came about actually because when I left Albany, I was in a state of growing mm-hmm. and I started looking for space. I actually did find a space in Rensselaer. It was this old warehouse building. It was called the Hilton Center. Mm-hmm. And I was there. I actually had moved into that space. I spent a good amount of money renovating the space in which I had moved into. It was a 600 square feet, beautiful warehouse space, floor to ceiling windows with lots of natural light coming on. And I had found that space with the idea that I would continue to grow mm-hmm. the commercial part of my business, doing portraits and shoots and also doing events and things like that. Not more than probably a month, 2 months after I had spent money putting in lights and different things like that, the city of Rensselaer closed the site down.
Wow.
Because the owner of the building was not, he did not have the building up to code. Mm-hmm. He had not removed asbestos or things. I don't know exactly what it was. So they basically, excuse me, asked all of the occupants to cease and desist business and remove your things, and you had to leave immediately. So that is how I found Troy.
Thank you for listening. Please be sure to tune in next week to hear part two of our new series, Art Jobs, where we continue our conversation with Pilar Arthur Singh. As always, go check out our gallery, Colorworks Gallery at 621 River Street. We have a new exhibition opening this Friday, August 30th from 5 to 8. The title is Feel Me, curated by Kelsey Renko. Feel Me requires participation. The show is meant for everyone. You'll be led on a sensory journey through the gallery where the work begs you to see, taste, touch, smell, and hear it. Go check it out. It looks amazing.